Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Welcome to Revolutionary Life.
This is Gary. I'm your host here on Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio, every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here with a different topic every weekday night. Difference is we deal with these topics that affect our lives every day. That's what we're about. The question is, that thing, the difference is, let me put it that way. The difference is we deal with these questions from a revolutionary point of view. From a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. It's just change, baby. And if one thing constant in this world, it's change. Things are evolving and revolving, and the revolutionary is just wants to be on the vanguard of that change. You know, if you're on the front of change, you might have something to do with how it's shaped when it lands. If you're on the ass end of change, you probably won't have anything to say about anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And so tonight, on Revolutionary Life, we're going to be talking about a new, different political party with a new, with a different approach to politics, to organization, and government. You probably never heard of it before, so listen up, listen up. We need change out here, guys. But first, we need clarity. An old revolutionary once said, it is better to know where to go and not to know how, than to know how to go and not to know where. We're going to talk about where to go tonight. Thank you for listening in, everyone who's listening in. I'm going to give you a little music, guys, and I'll be right back, and we're going to get into it. Thank you for listening in tonight. You're listening to Revolutionary Life, where we look at every aspect of life and things that affect our lives from a revolutionary point of view. Tonight, guys, I'm your host here, Gary, and tonight we're going to be talking about a new approach to politics and and there's a new political party that takes a different approach to your political life. It's called an independence party. Why is it called that? There is a independent party already. Some people consider themselves not Republican, not Democrat. They consider themselves independents. All right? This is not that. This is not that. This is called the Independence Party. And I'll tell you why. It puts forth a way of organizing a community, a government, local, state, or federal, in a revolutionary way. In fact, it's a more natural way. In fact, it looks more like a family than it does like a political machine. That's right. That's right. It looks more like that first organization that we're first introduced to in our lives. The first organization that we're introduced to in our lives is the family. In fact, every organization, social organization, takes its cues from that original family. You've heard of fraternal organization and sororities and stuff, and they call themselves brother, bro, sister. Well, where does brother and sister come from? You heard church organization, religious organizations, where they call each other brother and sister. Well, where do these terms come from? Well, brother and sister, of course, these terms originated from the first original organization. It's called family. It's called family. It's called family. And so in nature, and in a basic family structure, when it's done right, is a simple organizational method that we've gotten away from. Truth of the matter, it works. Nature proves it all the time. Now, this concept, guys, that I'm speaking of, that this new political party approaches, it's not just symbolizes the family. It also introduces a natural process of organizing called interdependence. Let me say that again. It puts forth a natural form of organizing. Called interdependence. And what is interdependence? If you look at nature, the concept of interdependence is when independent organisms who are independent on them, on themselves, and themselves on their own, they can feed, clothe, and house themselves. They are independent. But when these independent organisms come together to form something bigger, it's called interdependence. Happens in nature all the time. You are walking around in an interdependent organization. Individual cells in your body who feed and house themselves, clothe and take care of themselves, have come together to form something bigger called you. Your body. Yeah, millions of them. Blood cells, bone cells, skin cells, millions of them. Individually, if they got the right environment, they could live on their own. But these individual, independent cells in your body and in the nature in general, and any multicellular, multi-organizational organism, these independent cells have come together to form something bigger. And this something bigger serves them. Your body, your cells don't go out looking for their own food. They handle their business in hopes that if they handle their business, you will go out and search for the nutrition that those cells need to survive. They depend on the bigger organism to ensure that they have the things they need to keep doing their job. Your skin cells don't decide, well, we got to go out and find something to eat today. Your blood cells don't decide that I got to go get something to eat today because we ain't got nothing to eat in the house. No, your blood cells do their job. Your skin cells do their job. Your bone cells do their job. All the cells in your body do their job in hopes that you will get up off of it and go out there as a bigger organism and feed it, house it, and clothe it such that it's protected, it's fed, and it's healthy, and each cell can do what they do their work without having to go look for their own food, clothing, and shelter. Happens in nature all the time. Every multicellular organism works this way. They are made up of independent cells that can feed themselves. You don't believe me? You ever heard of cancer? You ever heard of cancer when a bunch of cells decide, fuck the body? We're going to go, we're going to eat, we're going to feed ourselves. We're not waiting. And they don't wait on you no more. Those cells are radical. Those cells take off on their own, feeding themselves at the expense of the overall body. They've given up on the body. They've given up on you taking care of it because you haven't been. And those cells become cancerous. That is to say, they cut out on their own and start forming their own food. Next thing you know, you got tumors growing up. These are cells that are doing their own thing. They're not paying attention to the body's organism anymore because obviously the body has failed them. That's how independent they are. If you don't take care of your body, it will strike out. Some of these cells will strike out on their own. Yes, they will. Body or no body. They're going to eat. They're going to take care of themselves. And you got cancer. Now, in nature, this is normal. This is how it works. Here's the problem. You can't have this concept called interdependence. Unless the entities that make up an interdependent organization are already independent themselves. Dependent people can't form an interdependent organization. Only independent people can work interdependently. You get me? Interdependence requires independent entities, individuals, cells, whatever. So you can't have interdependence as long as you got dependent people in it. And interdependence, nature's way of organizing, requires that interdependence is made up of independent people and things that are already independent in and of themselves. Not dependent people. You can't build interdependence with dependent people. That's more like what we got now. But once you have independent people who are sovereign, who are independent, in and of themselves, they can feed, house, and clothe themselves with or without the organization, with or without the government. When those people come together to do something together, that's called interdependence. Interdependence. But you don't have enough people. You don't have the people who are interdependent enough to come together and form an interdependent movement. If you want an interdependent movement, you must have independent individuals in it. So this new party, this new political party promotes this natural process of building strong, lasting, sustainable organizations, organisms. And it's proved itself time and time again, from bacteria to animal herds. It's proved itself to villages and communities throughout history. There's examples all around you of interdependence. Our government, our organization has failed to approach interdependence. For some reason or another, they prefer dependent people. And you can never get to interdependence. You can never get to that natural, bigger organization through dependence people. You must have independent individuals to build interdependency. This new political party aims to create an interdependent government of people, organization, of communities, of people, government, you can call it. But it has to do so through independent people, and if they don't exist, then this type of organization will have to build them, have to create them to reach an interdependent state. They don't want you to be independent, obviously. They've had many years to make sure you are. And so they make a government out of dependent people. People who need the government for everything, not independent people. They're afraid, it seems, of independent people. Well, this new political party wants to get around this. It wants to create an interdependent society. That is a society made up of independent sovereign people who come together voluntarily and necessarily to do bigger things. How are they going to do that? Let's talk about that when we get back. How do we make that happen? We'll see. I'll be right back. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm Gary. I'm your host tonight. On Revolutionary Life, we're talking about a new political party. We're talking about a new approach to politics. We're talking about a new approach to governing an organization. And if you heard us before we went to break here, it's not really new, it's natural. It's the way nature does it. It's the way nature has been successful in doing it, in building organizations, in multicellular organizations. It's a natural process that this party approaches called interdependence. What is interdependence? This party proposes that in nature you will notice that there are independent things that come together to form larger entities. And that's referred to as interdependence. But you cannot have interdependence until you have independent, sovereign, independent individuals. We have gone through our political system in this country without making an effort, it seems, and spawning off and spinning off and developing and producing independent and maintaining, helping to maintain independent individuals. There's something about keeping people dependent that this government loves better than seeing you become sovereign, than seeing you become independent. Well, on the contrary, this new political approach called Independence Party, not the Independent Party, that's already out there. People are not Republican, they're not Democrat, they're independent. I'm not talking about that. That's the same old, same old. I'm introducing you to a natural, actually, concept, an organization of living things, which you are one of, that seems to work, but it's not being practiced by you. I guess you think you're better than nature. You must. In our society, we sure we can go nature one better. As to the natural immunity, we got a quick fix called a vaccine. We can get you immune just like that. Boom. Nature ain't quick enough for us. So we got a whole lot of workarounds, but they all come back to bite us in the butt. The natural way to build an organization, the natural way to build a community, the natural way to build a government, the natural way to build a larger something, an entity larger than yourself, is through interdependence. And again, you can't have that. You can't have interdependence unless it's made up of independent individuals. So this new political party, in order to build a government of people that represents an interdependence on each other versus a depending on each other, an interdependence on each other. So this party hopes to make that happen by reaching out and seeing to it and helping each individual in it become, if they're not already, independent, sovereign. Once you become independent sovereign, you're eligible for being part of, at your voluntary discretion, you're eligible, you can be now part of something called interdependence, but you can't be if you're dependent. A party developing in a country just like this new party, where there are lots of dependent people on the government and everybody else. Must start, if it wants to build such a thing, it must start by fostering, creating independent individuals as part of its job, as part of what it does, as part of what it do, as part of what it must do to get to interdependence in this country, in this environment. There's not enough independent individuals. But those who are already independent, sovereign in and of themselves, who food, clothing, shelter, who basic survival needs, let's say. Let's start with those. Who basic survival needs are secured. If you're one of those people who've gotten past your basic working every day just to deal with food, clothing, shelter, basic survival needs, like every animal on earth. Nothing advanced about that. A caveman got up every morning and risked his life for food, clothing, and shelter. A slave had slave quarters and animal feed to eat. Black-eyed peas and the like. This was all animal feed. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't food for humans. It was made that way. It was created. It was it was forced to be. But slaves had slave quarters, guys. So if you're going to be part of an interdependent movement, you must first be independent. And so those people who are already independent can already be a part of this party's leadership or organization. Those who are still working, still struggling, still one jump ahead of their bills away from not having food, clothing, and housing, and other basic survival needs, they got to be worked with. They got to be brought up. You know, an army moves as fast as the slowest soldier. An army moves as fast as the slowest soldier. We got to go get them. The party has to be prepared to help people become sovereign and independent. Because it cannot reach its goal, its natural process of interdependence for building larger organizations, governments, without having independent people. And if it's filled with people who are still dependent on the government for everything, it can't survive. It can't create a bigger entity from those people. And so this particular political party first reaches out to people who are sovereign, who do control, who have the most control, let's say, who has the most control over the quantity and the quality of their food, clothing, of their basic survival needs, minimally. Their caveman, primitive, every animal on earth seeks the day they're born, survival needs, food, clothing, and shelter. You're the most advanced creatures on earth. And you ain't got a place to stay. A bird got a nest. A bee got a hive. The bear got dead. What's really going on? You're human beings. And you still get up every day and go out and risk your life and limb for food, clothing, and to basic survival needs? In the 21st century? There are still people doing that, if you're not, by the way. And if you didn't pick that up, there's people who are risking their freedom by committing crimes. There are people who are risking their freedom and their life and their health every day to secure no more than what every animal on this earth seek to secure the day they're born. What a caveman got up in the morning to secure. It's 21st century. It's 2021. And food, clothing, and shelter is still an issue that's criminal. Any government that's been around this long that can't feed its people, house its people, clothe its people, that's criminal. Because it could. It can go to the moon. It can. It can go to Mars. It can. It can fight a war. It can. Why don't it make you independent of it? Wouldn't that lighten up the load that the government has if there were fewer and fewer people dependent on government? Sovereign people? Wouldn't that lighten up the load on government? And so wouldn't government be trying its damnedest to create independent individuals who don't necessarily need the government for anything, for most things. And things what it does is they can voluntarily come together and handle those things, war, pandemics, and the like. Well, we all are affected and we all come together and deal with it. But when it's over with, we can go back to our independent lives. Because we are independent individuals. We live in a country where having you be dependent almost in every way on the government is a crime, in my opinion. Every animal on earth got their basic needs squared away. Generation after generation, insects, humans, horses and cows, man. You don't. If you ain't got a dollar in your pocket, you can go hungry, ragged, and homeless. Tell me about it. Tell me about how advanced you are. Back this thing up. There's a new sheriff in town. There's a new political party in town. And that party seeks to build a government, an organization of people, individuals, and states and all that, naturally. And natural organisms that survive are organized interdependently. It's all around you. And it works, obviously. But somebody's afraid. Over 200 years of government, somebody's afraid to see to it that you are independent, that you don't need anybody. You don't need anybody. That your food, clothing, and shelter is secure. And there's fewer and fewer, there's few people and things in between your quantity and quality of those things. Interdependence is how government should be built. But somebody wants you to stay dependent. And you can't have interdependence without independent individuals. Let me give you the music. I want you to marinate on that. So this party is kicking off, guys. And let me tell you a little bit more about it when I get back. you're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm Gary. I'm your host tonight. And tonight, I'm introducing you to a new approach to governing. Period. It ain't so new in the sense that it's a natural approach to government. I heard somebody say that all disease, all discord in your body is a result of the resistance to your natural self. You think you better. You think you can go nature one better. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You got all kind of shortcuts. Your body got an immune system, but you're smarter than your body. You got yourself a vaccine. You can shortcut that whole immunity process and just pop something in your arm or take a pill. And you'll be all right. You can go back to doing what you were doing before that got you sick. You pay for it in the long run. And so a political organization is afoot. A political organization is out here. And it's called the Independence Party, not the Independent Party. I mean, I know there's Democrats and Republicans and people who declare themselves independent. But this is not that. This is called Independence Party. Its primary mission statement, its statement of purpose, its reason for being, is to form a natural organization, if you will, naturally formed. And the way nature does it, and nature has been successful in doing it, called interdependence. There's a problem with that in this country. Because you can't have interdependence unless you first have independent individuals. There's something about seeing to your independence that this country fell short on. Either it wants you to be, either it's out of ignorance or it's on purpose. Either way, they're leaving you dependent on the government. They want you dependent on the government. In every way, they try to make you dependent, which is just the opposite, guys. Interdependence. If you got a child in your home, that child is going to be dependent on you for food, clothing, and shelter, for its basic survival needs, right? You know that, you expect that. We got people in our society who's dependent on some of those things. You know that, you expect that. But that's not your goal. Your goal is to get those people to get that baby to a point where that baby grows up to go out, away from the family, away from the government, to go out and create their own family, their own governing bodies. And they're supposed to have the education that you've helped them, you provided for them. They're supposed to have the health that you've ensured they have. They're supposed to have the wherewithal and the foundation that you've built as a family to be able to go out there in the world and create their own thing, sovereign individuals, independent, able to feed, house, and clothe themselves, and then some. That's independence. Those kinds of people can do interdependence organization. But when you raise, when a baby comes into your house, you know they're going to be dependent. You plan for that, hopefully. You got to raise the baby. But that ain't your goal just to have the baby, to be dependent. Your goal is to one day have that baby be able to step off on their own and do their own thing. without being totally dependent on the government or on the family. In fact, if they're successful out there, they can be an asset by participating and supporting the government in the sense that interdependence is built by independent people. The more independent people you have, the more ability you have of building an interdependent, natural organization that works for everyone in it. Your body does it all the time, except when you don't take care of it. And then it'll strike out those cells, those independent cells in your body that you think you're running, that you think you're running something. Well, if you don't take care of that sucker, that body, some of them cells will strike out on their own. They ain't waiting. And next thing you know, you got tumors. The next thing you know, you got cancer. Because something, some group of cells felt they wouldn't being taken care of, being part of this organization, this government, this body. And so they strike out on their own. These independent cells. And regardless of the body. They literally turn against the body. And so we have a new organization afoot, guys. It seeks to build interdependence in governing people. And so it requires independent people. And so in an environment where most people are dependent, have been kept dependent for hundreds of years, I can't do this because I'm dependent. They've kept you dependent purposely because the wherewithal to raise a child to a man, a woman, who can go out into the world and build their own thing, the wherewithal, the ability to do that, to raise a healthy child from being dependent on the family for everything to being independent. And shoot, and then in one day, and being able to contribute back to the overall family as it raises more children that can go out into the world and build something and make things happen because they're independent, sovereign individuals. Your government, the current government, is afraid to do that, it seems. Either they're ignorant of a very natural process, or they don't want that process to happen. They'll get in the way of that process. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. I have a whole, man, y'all know my presentations are archived. And so all of my older presentations are on demand. I have a presentation where I do one on small businesses. And how even though this country allowed raised small businesses up as a big thing, no, they'd rather for you to close that business and go back to get a job. Because the business head of this government leads things. And every new business, sometimes you might find that you're messing with market share, that you're taking market share. Competition, even though they loud talk about competition in this country, competition is slowly and slowly smothered out for more market share. Right. And so unless you got a niche somewhere as a small business, you're messing with somebody else's business. And if they're bigger than you are, look out. Independence like going out, starting your own business and that kind of thing. It doesn't seem to be a priority here in this current government. Dependence seems to be okay. I got a whole presentation on small businesses. I got a whole presentation on debt. What is debt? How many of y'all out there checking your credit score today? Debt is just another word for dependence. I can get a loan. I'm dependent on the fact that I can borrow some money. I depend on debt. Debt, there's a debt market out there right now, Wall Street. There's something called the debt market. Debt can be bought and sold. The nation's in debt. The people are in debt. There's a clock showing how much debt we're in. I forget where it's at. I think it's New York. But there's a clock up there, a giant clock, and it shows you how much money in debt we are. And we're printing more money and borrowing more money. That's right, borrowing money. Every time you hear of a treasury bill, every time you hear of a bond, a municipal bond in your little local town, or a federal treasury bond, it's borrowing money. Dependence. When you ain't got a choice, you're dependent. Needy. That's understood in a household for a baby and for a little one coming up. But the goal is not to keep them babies and dependent. The goal is to prepare them, their health, a health system in a government, an education system in a government. All of these things are set to prepare you to go out there and do your own thing. To make you less dependent on the family for everything. In fact, if you're successful out there, you can contribute to the family and the little ones still coming up, the needy ones. There will be needy ones. We understand that. You take that for granted. This political party is called the Independence Party. It knows it cannot build its goal of interdependence without independent people. So this party starts from the grassroots, searching for those who are already sovereign or dependent, independent, and seeking to organize them towards getting others who would like to be a part of a movement, change in governing, getting them to the point where they are also independent. Because we can't get to interdependence without them being independent themselves. And so, tonight, guys, I just gave you a brief overview of an approach to organization, organisms, organizing people. Totally opposite of what we have right here now, I guess. Because the dependency factor is heavy in this country. Lots of people are depending on the government for this, that, and the other. On basic things, food, clothing, and shelter, basic things. However, that's fine. However, that government has kept those people dependent. Kept them dependent. I had a presentation the other day where a woman called in and she said, you know, this welfare keeps you poor because if you go out and get a job or a little part-time job, you have to report it to them. And if they know you're getting a little extra money, they cut your welfare. And so there you go. You're back in the same old circle. You get a little extra, they cut your welfare. And so you never get you never get ahead. Now you just got a piece of welfare and a piece of a part-time job. You still ain't going nowhere. It's a vicious cycle. I mean, where did you get the foundation to launch off into something? Where do you get the chance to pursue your dreams, what you want to be in life if you have them? You know what they say, guys? If you don't pursue your dreams, you'll spend your life building other people's dreams. How about that? If you don't build your own dream, and you can't do that if you're dependent on a job or something for everything, it's hard to get there from there. I understand. But the independent people can pursue their dreams, going into business, going into a profession, going into an art. Maybe they're artists. Maybe they really like to sit down and draw. And everybody loves their art, but they don't have a chance to do it. They can't be artists. They got to have a job. You know, they can't be artists. They can't be writers as a job, unless they already got those other things in their life squared away. Then they can be whatever they want to be. They can pursue whatever they want to pursue. The Independence Party knows it must raise in this country independent members, members who are independent. So it can build a government made of independent individuals, something called something in nature they call interdependence. How about that? We're moving into our call-in section. You know this is a call-in show, guys. So we're moving into our call-in section now. I call it your time to shine. We have our phone number, area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. If you call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. I'm going to open up my chat room. My chat room will be open. Anybody have a question, a comment, suggestions, anything like that, just put it in the chat. I'll be monitoring the chat, and I'll be responding to those entries into the chat. This part of the show I set aside for you. What do you think to governing interdependence? My lines are open. Let me give you a little music. Call me. Thank you.
It's awesome. Just a little. Yeah. I'll pass it on.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, guys, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary, and you never know what the topic's going to be, guys. So every night there's a different topic. And so make sure that if you want a heads up to be notified when we're live, topic's going to be, that you hit that little follow button. We have a follow button on the site. If you're on this site, you see a follow button. You can just hit the word follow there, and you'll be notified when we're live. And you have an idea what the topic's going to be. Also, that right next to that follow button, there's a share button. Now, I don't know about you, but the last couple of elections we've had for president have made a lot of people get more political than they ever was. I've seen people who didn't give a damn about politics who ran for president. Yes, some guy in my community after seeing Trump become president. And so a lot of people got political. And out of also came a new political approach. It's called the Independence Party. And tonight I've been talking about the basic ethos, the basic ideology of this party, of this political party, is to build a whole governing process that's built around something called interdependence. It would love to build a naturally organized organism, organization, a government that is interdependent. Not independent, not dependent, but interdependent. The problem is, in our current government, in our current situation, that's impossible. Almost. I guess I shouldn't say that. It's not impossible. Because to build an interdependent government, interdependent, you need independent individuals. And y'all dependent. Everything from debt is dependent. Credit, loans, depending on that to go through. Y'all dependent. Some of y'all dependent on the government for a check. Some of y'all dependent on the government for this, that, and the other. There's a lot of dependence going on. We have a government that could resolve that problem, but it has not. For some reason or another, it's decided that it'd rather have you dependent on it for everything to tell the truth than to be an independent, sovereign individual. Somehow it fears your independence, that you don't have to participate if you don't need to. You're not going to go without the things you need to survive if you do. And you can participate if you voluntarily want to. It's not going to affect your ability to feed yourself, to house yourself, to clothe yourself, to pursue your goals in life. Because you're independent. This government fears your independence. It fears you might not come on and get involved. You might not sign up to its program and participate in its institutions. And it needs that. And so you might say it's diametrically opposed to the current way of doing things. But it's natural. It's more like a family. You expect there's going to be dependent people in the family, babies, children. But your goal ain't to keep them there. Your goal is to one day have them be independent. To be able to step away from the family, to go out and build something of their own, to pursue their own dreams. Maybe build another government. That's up to them. But you're trying to develop independent individuals, not people who are dependent on the family or the government forever, all their lives, from birth to death. But this government is scared to allow for that to happen. So if you make more money, prices will go up. If you make, so it just keeps you in a certain place. where you're taking your credit score because you don't earn enough money to buy what you need. And so they let you borrow to close the gap between what you're able to earn and your basic needs. And your needs, whatever they are, basic or not. There's this gap that you feel with credit, with borrowing. Well, you depended on that currency. You depended on that dollar in your pocket, even though you don't control its value. You know, when I told you the story of my mom saying she used to buy a loaf of bread for a quarter, and now it's damn near $2, and I asked her, what's the difference in the bread? Has it got better since then or something? They putting gold in it? What's going on? She says, no, it's the same bread. So even though you had a quarter in your pocket, one day you had a loaf of bread in that pocket. The next day you took that quarter to the store and you could not afford that loaf of bread. Nothing changed about the loaf of bread. Your money just went down in your wallet, was in your, you got poor without anybody taking a dime out your pocket. That's right. You just knew you was going to have that extra dollar to get a cup of coffee with at the filling station when you filled up. But once you got there that morning, you found out that when what was $1.50 yesterday, it's $2.50 gasoline per gallon today. You don't control that. You just pay for it or get less gas. You being jacked around and you accept it. But there's another way of going about it, guys. It's like a family. It's a government that's hell-bent on not having you need it. How about that? For maybe some things, but not for your basic pursuit of your happiness, your life, your goals. It's to raise a child, a needy person, or needy, doesn't have to be a baby, just concept that you have inside of your house, in your family, in your government, in your country, needy people. And so your goal then should be, wouldn't it, in a family, to raise those needy people up out of neediness to some time point where they can step off away and not depend on the government. Why wouldn't you do that? An army moves as fast as the slowest soldier. Why wouldn't you go get those people and bring them up to where they can go off on their own and not be needing of the government? How come in over 200 years of this government, we're not spinning off sovereign individuals who participate in the government overall on a volunteer basis, on a need basis? They don't need to. For most things in their life. Only those things that numbers of people need to come together to work on will they come together for, and that's interdependence, because once that thing is taken care of, they can go back to being independent, sovereign people like they were before they came together to solve a particular problem that affected them all, a pandemic, a war, etc. This government is afraid of your independence, it seems. This new political party is not. In fact, that's its goal, to make each person in it as independent of it as possible. Lighting the load on the government. You want less government? Have less people independent needed on the government. That makes sense? In fact, those people who've gone off to become independent and sovereign of themselves through the help of the government will one day be able to contribute back to that government for those new ones coming up who need to be brought up as soon as possible to be independent. And that's the machine. A family produces well-rounded, healthy, educated, ready-to-go individuals, and a government does the same thing. Why would it keep you dependent on it when it could do better? We still got time. My phone lines are still open, and my phone number is 319-527-6060. And my chat room's open. Put it in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. Questions, comments, suggestions, etc. And I'll respond to those questions and comments in the chat. This part of the show is for you. It's called Your Time to Shine. It's your time to shine. Listening to Revolutionary Life. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary, and we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk. Never know what the topic's going to be, but we always deal with every topic that affects our lives every day. Things that affect our lives directly and indirectly. But we address these things from a revolutionary point of view. That is to say, revolution is just change. And our political system is being addressed tonight. The way we approach governing is being addressed tonight. And it's being addressed through a heading, a topic that we labeled a new political party, the Independence Party. Not the Independent, the Independence Party. And tonight we broke down some of the goals of that party, some of its reasons for being, its mission statement, its statement of purpose. And if this party develops, it will develop in such a way as to create, as part of its job, as part of what it does, as part of what it's proud of, as part of what it holds up as its accomplishments, sovereign individuals, independent individuals. We make them here in this party. We create them. We develop them. We take them dependent. Like any family would with a child in the home, they start out dependent, of course. But the goal of this party would be to see that one day they're able to step off away from the government, away from the family, and do their own thing. And if they're successful, come back and contribute to the family, to the organization, to the government. But your government today, it seems, is afraid of your independence. You might not participate if you don't have to. There's things you might not participate in if you don't want to. But there's things you must participate in now because you're dependent on the government giving you the stamp of approval. That dependency should have been gone a long time ago if the government was at all interested in you becoming an independent, sovereign individual rather than one dependent on the government. The government should be dependent on you more, instead of a group of wealthy corporations for its survival. When you hear the quote, too big to fail, that just means that the government is so in bed, so intertwined with corporations that it can't even let a private firm fall. A private business, not a government business, not a public entity, a private business, we can't let it fall because of their own lack of due diligence, because of their own failures, whatever they did that is causing them to fall. We got to go bail them out because they're, quote, too big to fail. That means if they go down, we go down. All that says to me is that we've gotten too close as a government to these individual private business owners to the point where we can't let them fail. Then they are the government, and we are them. The government is separate, a public entity is separate from a private entity by definition, right? How is it that we're so tied and intertwined to private entities as a government that we can't even let one fall? We have to bail them out as though if they go down, we go down with them. That's too close. That's too close. So I told you, we deal with issues that affect our lives every day here at Blocked on Blog Talk and Revolutionary Life on this program, but we deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is change. And there's a hell of a lot of things need changing. And the way we approach governing here in this country, it's time for change, guys. I think everybody should have seen that by now. And so I introduced tonight a new party called the Independence Party, whose goal is to create independent individuals so that a government will be made of interdependence. But a government of interdependence can't be built unless it has independent individuals making it up, not dependent ones. Interdependence, how nature does it. Look at that. I got a little more time, guys. I'm going to give you all a little more music. My lines are still open. My chat room is still open. You got questions, you got comments, suggestions, whatever, hysterical outbursts. Put them in the chat or call me. I got you. Let me give you a little music. You're listening to Revolutionary Life tonight. We're in our call-in session. I set aside a whole section of our presentations every night for audience participation. And so I have my chat room open and my phone number, area code 319-527-6060. And I got a little time left, guys, so we're still open. We're open for business. I'll give you some music. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight, we introduce you to a brand new political party, brand new approach to politics, a brand new approach to government, brand new approach to governing organizations. It's called the Independence Party. There happens to be a Facebook page, if you like. There's a Facebook page by the same name, the Independence Party. You might want to trip over there and take a look at that page if you want to get a better handle on what this party is about and where it's going, where it needs to go. And so I want to make sure everybody haven't been told that there's a follow button. There's a button up in the upper left-hand corner of the site. If you're on the site, that's a follow button. If you hit that button, you'll be notified when we are live, when we're on the air. Give you a heads up on what the topic's going to be as well. Right next to that button, right next to that follow button, there is a share button. If you know somebody who's gotten into politics recently because of this recent political situation we've been in, they got them going. If you know somebody who might be interested in looking at another political approach to governing, whether they're in government now or not, they might want to hear something a little bit different, a different approach. And so be sure to share with others that you think might be interested in this particular presentation or any of the others that we do. That's right. All of our presentations are archived, all of them. And so even this one, in about an hour after we're done here, even this presentation will be archived. That is to say that you can scroll down our page and you will see an on-demand section. You pick the topic, you hit it, and you got that show speaking to that issue. And so again, if you couldn't stay for this whole presentation, if you came in late for this presentation, doesn't matter. Hit that on to go to that on-demand section down there in about an hour from now, and this presentation will be there and be available to you. And you can comment on those previous presentations, and I'll get those comments as well. I'd love to hear from you. And so, also we have a Facebook page. In addition to a Facebook page on the Independence Party, there's a Facebook page on Revolutionary Life out there as well. So trip over, if you're on Facebook already, you can trip over there and you can check out, you don't have to be on, I guess, but you can trip over there, you can take a look at those pages as well. There's more interesting things on those pages on Facebook, Independence Party and Revolutionary Life, the same name as this radio program, Revolutionary Life. And you can follow those pages as well and get some updates and shows and that kind of thing as well. And so I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight, who listened in tonight. And I just wanted to remind you that you can also catch this show on demand later. And I want to remind you that we're here every weekday night. So tomorrow night, Friday night, guys, Friday night we'll be here. Now, Friday's our wrap-up night. That is to say, we'll go back over the topics of the week. We'll just recap briefly the topics that we went over this week. Now, one of the things we're doing there is we're also allowing those people who heard those presentations then or listen to them later this week, then if they still wanted to comment on them, if they still want to come on the air about them, they could come on Friday because we're going to cover that topic. If it went down this week, if it was a program, an episode we had this week, then we're going to recap that program Friday, tomorrow, all the ones we had this week. And you can still jump in and speak to those particular programs if you had something on those particular topics. You still have a chance for the week's out. All right. So that means I'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, Revolutionary Life program, where we look at all the things in life that affect our lives from a revolutionary point of view. Thank you again. We're going to ease out, and I'm going to give you a little music as we go. Have a good day. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Das ist Ding, Zeit!